sugar bowl, jump, 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 jumping in the sugar bowl, jump, 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 jumping in the sugar bowl, jump, 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 jumping in the sugar bowl, jump, jump, jump.
This is Lily, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. You just heard Jumping in the Sugar Bowl by Amina Claudine Myers Trio, and you might be fooled if you're looking on our website right now. Isn't that right, ladies?
Yes.
And why would that be, Bella?
Because we actually played that on vinyl. So it's not technically the version that they have on record at the on Spinatron.
No, and there's a real quality to jazz that can only be captured.
True.
If you guys are just tuning into the Bella booth, you might recognize someone's voice right now.
I'm back.
She's back.
Bonus Bella time on air.
Bonus Bella time.
So thank you to my dad, who, if you were listening to my 6 a.m. slot and are still tuned in, also picked out a vinyl then that I could not play, but turns out I had it in me all along to play it.
Maybe the vinyl was the friends we made along the way.
So welcome to Post Adolescence Glow. Today we have a very, very exciting set for you all, which is Citric, our friend's amazing, amazing band. They are so great. What?
And?
Oh wait, who's after Citric?
That's a great question. We will get back to you on that. There is another great
Constantine's
act
great
who will be unnamed for now.
Yeah, well, for the mystery and the intrigue, of course.
Exactly, we wouldn't want to spoil the surprise.
No, never. Lily, what do you have queued up to play after the jazz?
After the jazz, okay, so the first couple songs
after
I
all
have,
that jazz,
we have Words and Guitar, the cover with Courtney Barnett along with Sleater-Kinney, and I've heard that that song was played recently on air this morning, but yes, you guys are gonna hear it again
because it's awesome.
It's awesome
for all of our 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. listeners.
Yeah,
6 a.m. to 12 p.m.
That's and then so after that, yeah. That's us. We were driving around in the car in Cambridge and had WMFO.
Had 91.5 FM tuned
on
in.
On the radio, yeah.
Keeping it freeform.
Keeping it freeform always, naturally. With and the words, guitar, and the jazz.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Enjoy.
I hope you all enjoy. Yay!
Words and guitar. Take the noise in my head. Come on and turn it up.
Hello. This is Kim. I'm back in Studio D. And I am actually with some of my bestest friends in the whole wide world. Some of my beautiful best friends in the whole wide world. And I am playing guitar, crazy enough. And today, well, first of all, this is Post Adolescence Glow, as you know, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And today we have Citric at right now. I was going to say at 12 p.m., but that's right now. So let's do some introductions. Soraya, who are you?
Hello, I'm Soraya. I'm the singer.
Nice. Okay, I don't want to mess this up, but I'm going to take this out. Okay, don't do that. Okay, never mind. Alec is over there on keys. Bernardo is facing me, smiling. He's playing bass with an orange bass, actually. And Benicio is also looking at me, smiling, and he's playing drums. We are all wearing Citric colors today. You wouldn't know because you can't see us. But once those pictures come out, you guys are going to be jaw-dropped. So anyways, we have a really fun set list for you guys today. We've been practicing a lot, and this is our first time with our new group. Bernardo is a new member, and this is his first time at WMFO, so this is a big day for Bernardo, baby Bernardo. So yeah, first we are starting with Linger, originally by the Cranberries. If you guys were at the Apple Jam Valentine's Day show, you saw us play this, and we killed it. We played it really fast, though. So, yeah. How are we all ready? Okay. Linger.
Holding her hand, is that the way we stand? Are you lying on
Yes. We did it. Linger. Next, we have Seven. If you guys were at the Women's Network thing, Coffee House event, you saw us play this, which a lot of people weren't, but Carrera was there. Shout out to Carrera and Faye in our in-studio audience today. We have all the gingers here. So yeah, this is Seven, originally by Men I Trust. Can you turn up the piano quite a bit in the headphones also? And the bass. Sorry.
Yeah, we got it.
Thanks, guys. Okay, next. We're really blowing through this. This is like the best timing we've ever had. Next, we have Your Teeth in My Neck. Gotta find that note. Come there. Bernardo actually kills the song. Bernardo and Benicio really carry this. This is a crazy song. Originally by Caliuchis. I'm very excited. I love this song. And this was such a good pick. I remember when we like found this, or we were like, wait, what if we do this song? And it was like shell shocking. So I'm excited. So yeah. B squared, take it away.
shape. Diamonds and pearls, silver and gold, just to hold it. They give anything in the world, kill us all off. They take our work, they pay us dirt. Is it worth it? Is it worth it? What do I do for? I'm like, I'm scared of you. You gotta get right. What do you do for? A rich man keeps getting richer, taken from the poor. You gotta get it right, cause you know.
Beautiful. Okay.
That
now,
sounded great.
Thank you. Thank you, Constantine. Thank you. Thank you. You guys can decide if you want to do PSA or probably do PSA first and then we'll do an interview if that's cool with y'all.
So, yeah. Yeah. It sounds awesome.
Okay.
Other Lily, go ahead and switch question mark.
Hello. This is Other Lily from Studio A. Great job, Citric. And in honor of who's playing today, I have the fresh fruit PSA ready for everyone. So, looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating fresh fruits. A is for apricots, B is for black cherries, C is for cantaloupe or citrus. These days, many grocery stores have more kinds of fresh fruit than there are letters in the alphabet. The edible skins of fruits like apples can be a terrific source of healthy, cancer-fighting dietary fiber, while others like bananas come in convenient, ready-to-peel, natural packages, so you don't even need to wash your hands to eat them. Plus, their wrapping is completely compostable. So, if you're looking for a sweet, tasty, and healthy treat, remember eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. This has been a public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. Back to you.
All right. Citric, are we so excited to talk, to have a little chatty chat?
I am so excited to have a little chatty chat.
All right. So first thing first is, can you pretty please tell us about your name? How'd you come to be Citric?
Well, I actually wasn't even here. I wasn't even here when you guys decided the name. Well, me and Bernardo both weren't. So how about Soraya?
Like, wait, not here as in like not on campus or
well,
not
no.
the band?
Basically, okay. Well, basically... let me just give a little bit of backstory. So the original squad was Alec, Soraya, and Benicio, pretty much, and Quinn, but mostly just you three, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you guys wanted to play at like the Apple Jam Valentine's Day show, and then you guys needed a name, so you picked Citric. Soraya just came up with it, but
it was just like a placeholder, but yeah, we all kind of like.
Were
I
you
love
like?
It.
Was it the lemonade mouth type story where you were like...
No, I was just like at the sink and I saw an orange and I was like...
So that's
yeah.
a lemonade mouth story. Come on.
It is? Oh, oops.
We're like... Do you guys know what I mean?
We're like, I don't remember lemonade
you know, like,
mouth.
It's like a Disney Channel trope where like you're looking around and need to make up a name. Oh. It's like the things around, there's like a lemonade machine in the hall or something like that.
Like
do you know Daniel?
Yeah. Okay, I get what you mean now. Mm. But yeah, so anyways, eventually Alec was like, hey girl, hey girly pop, do you want to play guitar for us like in 2 days? And I was like sure. So I learned the three songs. I grinded my butt off and I learned the songs, and we had an amazing performance and everyone was so supportive and like, it was such a great experience. And then Bernardo's here now.
Wait, if I recall, I remember you guys playing Linger at that show. Is that correct?
We did.
What were the other two?
We did Linger, I Wish You Love, and Love Fool.
So you've picked Linger to stick around. Why we is did. That? I mean, well, great, great pick, but like, you know.
Linger is like a big trend right now. Like, okay,
wait,
TikTok
what?
Trend. Well, it's trending on TikTok.
As of what? I'm sorry, I don't
as of
TikTok.
Like very recently. And it's like, it's just, it's very easy to play. It's a really good song to just like open with because everyone knows it.
Everyone loves
it. And it's
it.
Really easy and it's just, it's a nice warm up. Hmm. Love Fool was kind of like a lot. Love Fool was kind of hard.
Understandably.
And I Wish You Love, we actually played that at the Sync open mic also. So that's had its fair share.
And this makes us your third performance?
Fourth, actually.
Oh, wait, so you had Valentine's Day show, the Sync, and...
And we played at this coffee house event for the Women's Network
right.
I don't even know when that went. March?
Yeah, I think March.
I think, for International Women's Day, which is like March 18th, I believe.
Yeah, so that was really fun. That was a really fun time. It was chill, good prac, good practice.
Prac. Yay. Okay. I love that you're all wearing citrus tones today. Do you want to speak on that? Anyone whose idea was it?
Well, we did that for the Women's Network show also. I think it was my idea maybe. Or Soraya's.
It's so adorable.
Whose idea? I don't know. One of us. One of the girlies.
One of the girly pops.
One of the soft girls.
Soft girls.
Your Instagram story.
Everyone follows Citric on Instagram.
We soft boys and soft
we're really
girls.
Citric band. We're really active. Basically, the inspiration for that was Benicio posted the funniest B-reel like 2 days ago. And the pose that me and Soraya are doing that picture is what Benicio was doing in his B-reel. Mm. And me and Soraya were like, thought it was really funny. He was just resting, soft boy. But I didn't screenshot it. I would have put the picture in, but I forgot to screenshot his B-reel. I only screenshotted the reaction.
Tragic.
So
that's
it was
tragic.
Quite sad. I might have to go into your phone and look at your past.
Don't B-reels. Be happy that it's gone. Just be happy that it happened, you know.
Okay.
Well, how'd you come to... thanks, Kim. So how'd you come to the set list today? It's very fun. I loved Seven. That was a great...
I can't
believe more people don't cover that. Honestly. Do you need a lot of steps for that? Or what are they called? The thingies?
Thingies.
Yeah.
I mean, okay. Seven, like, that's been a song I've been learning for a while. Or I've, like, learned it a long time ago. And I've been, like, wanting to play with a band. So I kind of was like, we should play this. And,
wait, because I remember a few months ago you were talking about wanting to buy pedals, and you were literally saying like, I want a Men I Trust sound to play around with.
Yeah,
so
I mean, I don't
that.
Know. I don't know if my pedals are Men I Trust worthy. Maybe I need to mess with them a little bit more, but they give me something.
I think they are giving.
Thank you.
Men I Trust,
but
arguably.
Yeah, me and Alec kind of came up with Your Teeth in My Neck. I was kind of talking about that a little bit. And then Don't Speak was Soraya, which... you guys will hear next. I will say that's probably our best song. It's so fun. And then Misty, which is coming up later, is everyone jazz song, classic jazz. Soraya is actually a trained jazz singer.
Oh, wait, what?
Yeah.
So can you talk about that for a second?
Yeah, so I actually sang this song for my high school senior recital. It was like a song that meant a lot to me just because in freshman and junior year, there were like two people who sang this song at the senior recital too, but no one had done a jazz cover before.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was like a cool little tradition. And it was like the first time that I really felt comfortable and confident in my voice, I think. Like when I sang that and like heard the feedback, it felt really cool. And I feel like I'm a lot more confident in my voice because of that performance. And so I wanted to do it again here. But yeah, I really like singing jazz.
Wait, wow, that's so cool. You can tell me and Lily, me and other Lily, not myself, we're talking about in Studio A, we're talking about your voice and how it like does really sound jazzy, so to speak.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
so
just
cool.
Wait till you guys hear it. It's like heavenly. It's
beautiful. I'm like shaking and excited.
You're quivering.
I'm quivering right now, yeah, in Studio B. Would you argue that would you say you're quivering in Studio D at the moment?
I'm actually fine. This is personally,
Kim,
I don't know.
You've been in Studio D all semester.
I know, dude.
You can't stay out.
I know, I can't stop. But like, I don't know. I think this is the least nervous I've ever been performing just because we've practiced this a lot. We've like gone through the set list so many times And like, I feel very comfortable around all these wonderful musicians. What was that shrug?
Who shrugged?
Oh, Alec. Just too chill.
Oh, right.
Alec is such
he's
a chiller. Chill.
Alec just held up. Wait, what's the symbol called? Like, rock on.
Rock on.
I love you, ASL. Anyway, I'm personally not quivering.
Great.
How are you
not
guys? Are you guys quivering?
I think I was for Your Teeth in My Neck because I was scared of that. Like, yeah, first
it's hard
but,
to.
Like, no,
yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
It's a harder song. Well, it sounded great. We're all really loving it over
are
here.
You
having a great time seeing cool. the girlies perform.
Bernardo doesn't know what quivering means.
Like
it's like being nervous.
To shake.
Bernardo is Brazilian, and look, there's a Brazil sticker right there for
wow.
you, right over your head. Do you
large,
see it?
Large
the green
Brazilian
one on the
tops.
Window
there's
pane.
There's probably like a sticker for every possible thing you could think of in
that
this
That is
in
probably
this
true.
Studio.
I don't know. It's pretty rock and roll heavy for one.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a single like political sticker because the FCC wouldn't allow it naturally. Ooh. Oh, and then also, can you just briefly before we finish up the interview tell us about like the band's plans for like say I don't know like any more performances? I guess the semester's ending, so next semester and over the summer and such. Because you all live from in different. Wait, you're pretty West Coast heavy.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Benicio,
I mean, not that you have to practice during the summer, not to give you
I'm
homework.
The minority actually in the Northeast. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, also our next performer, Julia, is here. So if someone can go grab her, that would be amazing. But anyways, I mean, Benicio's from Da Bay. I'm from SD. Alec is from L.A. Sorry, I was from New York.
Well, yeah, I didn't
Long
know.
Island, not New York. and Bernardo is from Brazil. So I am personally planning to go up to the Bay, personally planning to go up to L.A. quite a bit. Or at least once up to the Bay, quite a bit to LA. And Alec has been working on some originals that we've like kind of like tried, barely like talked about a little bit. So definitely that'll be in the works. Alec is a very talented composer, musician, and we're so excited to share
Alec
his work.
Alec's having a very serious
he's
reaction.
He's getting scared. Stop being scared.
Alec, can you tell us like what type of music you're composing, please?
Here, wait.
Oh yeah, Alex on the move. Alex mobile.
Oh God, I'm scared. Wait, I
can't
even
hear me?
Myself now. But I was thinking like I don't know. I think I want Soraya's voice on like a trip hop type song.
Ooh.
I can't hear you, so I have no idea what you're saying. Ooh, and then I don't know. Amazing. And then also just like I don't know. Just like sounds very similar to what we're already doing, but like kind of expanding. And I want a song with like two halves. I definitely like a beat switch.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want.
Wait, no
that's
pop?
Facts.
No pop from Alec of all people? Wow.
Well, he can't hear you.
Oh, well, you know. I'll
I
say
know
it
what you're saying though. No pop. She asked no pop.
from you. Do you guess?
IDK.
Maybe?
IDK.
Alec's shrugging. Yeah, you guys really, it's so sad that this is on the radio because you guys look so cute and happy and fun in Studio D today. Really tragic. You're all whispering.
Whoa, what the heck? We look great.
Yeah, you guys look great.
No, I'm saying we do not have outfits for radio.
Yes, you have outfits for radio, Alec. I don't know what you're talking about, but I think it's
no,
cute.
No, I think he's meaning we have outfits that are too good.
Yes. Ooh.
And we need to be showing them.
They couldn't handle it. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so
I think it's
so
time
excited.
To get back.
Yeah, okay.
We have Don't Speak. Don't Speak. Yeah. So we're gonna get into it, I guess. Oh, this is originally by No Doubt, by the way. Okay. Okay. Ready?
You and me, we used to be together every day. I can't believe this could be the end. It looks as though you're letting go. And if it's
can be inviting, but some are altogether mighty frightening. As we die, both you and I, with my head on my hands, I sit and cry.
Okay, well, we did it. That's a really hard song. Now we're doing a major vibe switch. I'm actually going to need to, like, pull up my music for this one. We are doing Misty now. And
for all my friends back home, be excited.
Yeah, Benicio and Bernardo get to take a little breather on this one. You have to chill out. And Alec needs to get his head in the game for this one. Okay, I'm going to come over with you, Alec, baby. Okay, Misty.
The moment.
bend your knee. Can't you see that you're leading me on? And it's just
beautiful.
Oh Soraya. My god,
that was beautiful.
That was so good.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Good job, Alec, too. King killed it. Another major vibe switch, we have Lock It, originally by Crumb, which if anyone didn't know this, Crumb actually went to a school in Medford, Massachusetts called Tufts University. Yeah. Bernardo didn't even know this. You're playing a bass line from someone that went to Tufts, Bernardo.
You know, Crumb formed their senior year here, and they like played very few shows before they graduated, and after like they stayed together, and
now they're killing it.
Yeah, now they're killing it. Kind of crazy.
Yeah, their music is amazing, and they're playing like they are very successful. They are like, yeah, but
now they're Brooklyn based. Shout out Brooklyn.
Okay, Brooklyn. Anyways, we also played this at the Women's Network show. And it's just fun. It's weird. It's crazy. It's wacky. But it's cool. Yeah. So, yeah, Lock It, originally by Crumb, now by Citric. Thank you. That was it. That was all we have. Yeah. Any last words from anyone? Soraya, what do you want to say?
Well, thanks y'all for listening. This was a fun set.
Yeah. Stay tuned for next semester or next year, whatever, same difference. We're really going to kick it up. Me and Soraya will actually be living together. We're actually going to be sharing a bed, and we're going to harmonize in our sleep. So maybe you'll hear some backup vocals next semester, possibly by another redhead named Kim. Bernardo, come over here. How do you feel about your first time playing at WMFO with Citric?
I had fun.
Anything else?
Shout out.
To who?
To shout out.
Shout out to everyone. Shout out to Cole. Shout out to Cole, Bernardo's roommate. I don't know if I would know you, Bernardo, if it wasn't for Cole. And we're using Cole's keyboard today. I know he's listening, so shout out Cole. Shout out Fagan and Carrera again for listening, being there for support. We couldn't do it without you. Shout out Lilies for holding it down. Constantine and Daniel for holding it down. Amelia in Spain. And everyone that helps. Quinn for graphics, Lily for graphics. And we are so excited to have Julia all the way from Boston College here to do set number two, set number zwei. That's German for anyone who doesn't know.
I didn't know actually, thanks.
Yeah, zwei, ein, zwei, drei.
Do you speak German?
Yeah, actually, wait, I do. Anyways, stay tuned for Julia's set, so excited. And next week is our last show of the semester, guys. Stay tuned, we're gonna do a little senior send-off vibe. My mommy's gonna be here, shout out mom. She's gonna ask some questions and stuff. Miss Kim, Miss Curris, same difference. Anyways, yeah, let's get out of here. This is 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. You're listening to Post Adolescence and Glow.
PAG.
And this was Citric. Follow the Instagrams. And
Citric Band on Insta.
Citric Band on Insta. Yeah. And I can see Lily in there. Lily, you can switch us and play some tunes while we switch around. Bye-bye.
About it, I don't even know how it got to be this way, how it got to be so good, how it got to be. When I think about it, I don't even know. Am I saying thank you? Am I enjoying it too? Am I taking it for granted? When I think about it,
see.